someone to believe.
WCFW FM and WCFW HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Every day, yeah, yeah.
I want.
Rogers 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
1057 CFW.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
For fun music, 105.7 CFW.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me, I recognize my face. Say you don't. Knee deep in the hoopla, sinking in your fight. Too many runaways eating up the night. Marconi plays the mambo, listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on. We built this city on
the stage. They call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. Marconi plays the mama. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. It's just another Sunday in a tired old street. Police have got the chokehold.
Saturday, and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station in your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
Mike McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I close my eyes and she slipped away.
Words, so crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Sorry, I just want you to know.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Thank you.
Mornings with Mike McKay and the best of the 80s, 90s, and more.
CFW.
Oh,
We've made it easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. IdeaFest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In the last report of our series on protections against overturning the presidential election, we consider what happens if the state official authorized to certify your state's election results refuses to do so. It's not as far-fetched as you think. Ohio's hyper-partisan Secretary of State, Frank LaRose, made no attempt to hide recent partisan attempts to change the rules for citizen ballot initiatives, try to stop initiatives his party didn't like, and aggressively purge black and brown voter registrations. Pro-democracy organization PublicWise is also tracking statewide officials considered election threats, including the election board chair and vice chair in Wisconsin, the Secretary of State in Florida, and the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, among seven battleground states. Democracy Docket disturbingly pointed out that in states including Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, and Nevada, candidates elected November 5th could be sworn in before the federal December 11th certification deadline, meaning an incoming governor or secretary of state election denier could be the executive authorized to certify. Most states have penalties for willful obstruction of election proceedings. Failing that, the U.S. Justice Department could enforce the new Electoral Count Reform Act, Voting Rights Act, or civil rights laws. Those may not keep rogue officials from trying. We've linked to more analysis at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm going to share a story about me and my money. This starts in my 20s, when I was what I will call an avoider. I was an avoider because I just felt like I was bad at money. You know, I didn't want to think about money. I didn't want to do anything with money except make it and spend it and close my eyes and pray that the rent check would cash. I spent a few years beating myself up about not paying attention to my money until I started having a very short money meeting with myself every month. And those meetings taught me that with a little bit of effort, I could be on top of my money. I could know when it was coming and I could know where it was going. And eventually, I was able to make plans for it. So if you're stuck in the avoider trap, hey, I know what it's like. Invite yourself to a money meeting. I promise you it'll pay off. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Eau Claire officials say the construction of the Menominee Street underpass has been delayed. According to a WQOW report, the city had planned to build the underpass under the recently built roundabout near the Sonnentag, but due to wait times for materials, that project has been delayed. The $2 million underpass project would have kept Menominee Street closed until November, but now it will only close briefly in September for utility work. City officials hope to begin underpass construction in early spring. An Eau Claire man has been sentenced to prison following his conviction in a string of arson fires around the area. According to a WQOW report, Joshua Strom has been sentenced to a year and a half in prison following convictions on three of the seven charges he was facing. Strom allegedly told police he was angry about being kicked out of a homeless shelter before he lit a porta potty on fire at Owen Park. He also admitted to starting a fire at a bus shelter on Claremont Avenue near the former Sacred Heart Hospital. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thundershowers this afternoon. Our high in the low 70s. Tonight we'll drop into the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, upper 70s. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
CFW.
Attention.
1057 CFW.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you work. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky. Time you know, you just gotta ignite